All are invited to join Bethel's Drama Ministry for a special presentation inspired by Bishop Lemmer's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture. It's taking place right here at Bethel's main sanctuary on Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. Bishop Lambert will be here to share his desire for the people of God to overcome the challenges we face in today's ever-changing culture. Pre-signed copies of the book will be available for purchase during this special evening. Make plans to be here Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Bishop Lambert explores the conflict between the Christian and the culture.
Love always rejoices when truth wins out. Paul tries to tell you two things, what love is and what it's not. What love is, it is patient, and what it's not jealous. It's not envious. It's not boastful. It is not proud. It is not haughty, arrogant, selfish, or rude. It doesn't interrupt people when they're talking. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Look at Paul. What it is patient and kind. That's it. I like to do things to cause conflict and controversy. It's the impish side of me that has yet to be sanctified. It was given to me at birth. My mother used to joke with me and say, boy, you're so hard-headed that when the doctor slapped you, you slapped him back. And we'd laugh about that, but I'm a work in progress. And so I decided to test the love theory. And so in talking with people, you say certain things to test their responses. And I found that many Christians want to think evil. They want to think evil. They want some behavioral weakness to come out of a person so that they can talk about it. They want to be victims even when nothing's been done to them. They are so convincing in lies. But the only reason they're successful is because saints want to believe the lie. Love does not think evil. Yeah, well, Bishop Lambert did so-and-so, did such-and-such. How can you believe that someone did anything wrong without going to them to ask? Anybody can say anything. But love is never glad. If you love someone, verse 7, you will be loyal to him or her no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best, and always stand your ground in defending. There are people who will come to you in your Christian life telling you how much they love you. But the moment something happens that they don't like, they will talk about you like a proverbial dog. And that lets you know they never loved you at all. They used you and wanted to continue to use you, but never loved you at all. But God has a way of turning things when you do it by love. People have left Bethel with attitudes for wrong, I dare say, bad reasons, expecting my response to be less than godly. Yeah. I take them to lunch. I call them up, see if they're busy, and keep hanging with them. Why? That's what Jesus did. You see, we'll say, child, I ain't got nothing to do with them no more. Cut them off. What if God had cut you off? What if he cut you off? And he was justified in cutting us off. How can I stand at this pulpit and preach and proclaim the love of God and cut people off simply because we have a difference in scripture and the word of God and the application of the same? How? Jesus didn't do it. Jesus was at odds with the Pharisees from doctrinal perspective, but he never told the disciples to despise them. He said, do everything they tell you, just don't live like they live. He never said, go out and kill them and put them down and beat on them. No, he says, just show them love. I want to tell you today that love works. And Paul wants to tell us a little bit more about love in this 13th chapter. And then we reach the grand conclusion as to how to make love function. And many of us here right now, we are trying to love, but hate keeps coming in. What do you do? Do you fight the hate? Or do you show love? What do you do? Man, what has caused you to betray your wife? What causes you to seek comfort and solace in the arms of another woman? You don't love the other woman. What causes you, lady, to not love your husband? Well, you don't know how he treats me. No, sorrowfully, I don't. But this Bible doesn't give us any exclusions to love. Love is not something defined by us. It's defined by God. And God says to me, many leaders and preachers are standing and proclaiming my word and not walking in love. How long do they think my anointing will rest on them? We are under the misguided principle, or perception rather, in thinking that the anointing of God will stay on us even if we live any old kind of way. My brothers and sisters, you don't go to hell for what you do. You go to hell because you didn't respond to the love of God. The doctrine of election, justification, and foreordination is clothed in the love of God. God doesn't sit with some callous heart and pick people and then say, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. No, God doesn't do that. But because he loves, his love draws us. We become the elect when we respond to his love. I don't want you to think that God is some callous sovereign who loves sending people to hell. I think it's going to hurt God. And this is why he's telling us now how we're supposed to respond. Do you know what love is? Do you know how to love? When's the last time you've forgiven? That's obvious. It's as obvious as stand to your feet. I'm only human. This is only a glass. but it's my glass. It contains the same silica, undergoes the same pressurized process as every other glass in that cabinet in the usher's room. What makes this special is that it's my glass. And because it's my glass, it only comes to me. Great men and women of God stand at this desk to deliver the word of God. None of them get this glass. Because it's mine. It has sand in it. Silica is sand. It's undergone a polishing process. But it's mine. There are two things that make it different. It's mine. And it contains penta water. Nobody else gets penta water without my permission. Certain preachers that come here, I will authorize them to have some penta. But it's mine. And if I love them enough, I'll let them have some penta. You've undergone the same process of creation as the billions of others in the world. You're not special because you're only human. You're special because you're God's human. And inside of you is his spirit, his pen to water, his anointing. Inside of you. And that's what makes you special. Because you belong to God. Now you must do the most difficult thing of your existence. Love as God loves. I walk by faith. But without, I am. I have faith to remove mountains. But without, it profits me. I can lay hands on the sick and cast out devils, but without, I am nothing. You have an enormous ability given by God to house his if we as a church are to see the glory of God, if we as a church are to see the presence of God manifested in our midst, then love must be the primary motivation. Without it, we're just another group of people gathering on Sunday.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
03216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.